Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
Just want to give a heads up to listeners if you've young children or maybe little ears around you for our next conversation, because I've no doubt it will be distressing for some people. On the 14th of October 2022, Tony Brown was stabbed in the neck by his partner while he slept in his bed at his home in Belfast. And last week, 35-year-old Polish national Victoria Maksymkiewicz was handed a life sentence after pleading guilty to murder. She'd admitted three offences, aggravated by reason of involving domestic abuse, which she had previously denied. But Tony's twin daughters, Shannon and Bobby Lee McIlwain, are with me here today on Lunchtime Live. Shannon, thank you, and Bobby Lee as well, for joining us here on the programme. Will you bring us back, Shannon, and just tell us a little bit about your dad, first of all?
So my dad, at the time of his death, he was a 54-year-old man. My dad was the most kind person I've ever met in my life. He would have done anything for anyone, and he wouldn't have even questioned it, which is how Victoria actually ended up living with him, because she was homeless.
Tell us about the initial connection or relationship with your dad and with Victoria, who went on to become his partner.
So my dad didn't even tell us how he met Victoria, because he knew that me, my sister and my brother would have sort of said to him, like, "Daddy, what are you doing? You don't know this woman." But he originally met her. She was sitting on a road crying that her boyfriend had kicked her out. And my dad said to her, he knew her from a friend of a friend from years ago, so he knew of her, but he didn't know her. And my dad just said to her, "I have a spare bedroom. You don't need to be homeless. You can come and stay with me."
And when was that, Bobby Lee? How many years back is that?
Well, whenever he told us, he said that he knew Victoria for, he said going on a good few years whenever he'd first said to us about her. But it turns out that he knew her from a friend of a friend for a few years, but he'd never spoke to her. He'd seen her that time sitting on the ground, and that was probably in about early May of 2022.
Yeah. So she wasn't a total stranger in that.
No, not a total stranger. Yeah. She was known to him, but he didn't personally, know her that well.
Yeah. And your dad obviously was, kind natured, helping person, and saw a lady in distress and wanted to just to help her out. Yeah.
Thought, I'm not going to have her on the streets and I have a spare bedroom. So he says, I have a spare room and you can come up and stay with me for as long as you need.
Things obviously, the relationship changed. They became a couple.
Yeah.
And when you first met his partner, Victoria, Bobby Lee, like, what were your first impressions? What was your own connection with her like?
So I'd walked into my dad's house, and this was actually the 30th of May, and I'd walked into his house, and there was a woman lying on the sofa, and this obviously took me by surprise, because my dad had one main friend. Obviously his brother and stuff would come down quite a bit, but he had one main friend who would always sit in the house with him. So whenever I walked in, I seen this friend, and then when I looked at the sofa, I seen this woman lying just sprawled out on a sofa, as comfortable as you can be. And I was really, really confused. And she didn't look to me, she didn't acknowledge me, nothing. And I was talking to my dad, but looking over at her, and she was just watching the TV. And my dad asked, "Oh, so how's your mummy doing?" And as soon as he asked that question, Victoria's head turned to me. And that's when she started. She didn't engage in the conversation at all, but she just stared as soon as my dad asked how my mum was. So when I left my dad's house, I messaged him. Shannon went round after, and then I messaged him and was like, "Daddy, who was that woman on your sofa?" And it wasn't my dad texting me back. It was very clearly her on his phone.
Did you, over the couple of months after that, Bobby Lee, did you develop a good relationship with Victoria? No.
I don't know what it was, but there was something that we just couldn't put our finger on with her.
Okay.
When we went round to initially meet her, she was this completely different person. She was so friendly. She was, giving us hugs and offering us tea and coffee. And my dad really, really wanted us to get close. I can remember one time he'd actually asked me to sit beside her on the sofa so that she wouldn't feel left out. And my dad just wanted us to get on.
And how, Shannon, how would you describe your dad's relationship with Victoria then, and, you know, during this period?
He wasn't himself at all. It was like he was, she would tell him to say things about her to us. So he would say, oh, she's so good, she cleans the house, she walks the dogs, stuff like that. But she never walked the dogs and she never cleaned the house. Like, we were around in my dad's near enough every single day. We started doing daily daddy checks just to make sure that my dad was okay. Because like Bobby Lee said, I had a very overwhelming gut feeling to the point that I went home and told my mum that I had a feeling she was going to murder my dad. And everyone just said to me, like, Shannon, there's no way that would happen. And I put it down to me watching too much true crime. So I stopped watching true crime and haven't watched it to this day, just because I thought that I was being paranoid, when in reality I wasn't. It was, I had a gut instinct.
So you had a kind of a feeling from the get-go that...
Yeah.
You didn't...
That was for the first time I seen her.
And how was your, like, how was your relationship, your own relationship and Bobby Lee's relationship with your dad then? Was that in any way strained or?
No, so we were always very close with my dad. When my daddy was the type of daddy who would phone you and would keep you on the phone for hours. But we knew when Victoria was there, and it was because my dad didn't phone us or text us. Or if he was on the phone, the conversations went from hours down to minutes. And it was, we knew that this wasn't my dad's doing. We knew that it was Victoria. It became really, really obvious that she was really jealous of my dad's relationship with anyone who came near my dad. Me and my sister, for instance, my daddy always called us baby girls.
And you're twins as well, Shannon, aren't you? You're twins.
Yeah. And she hated it. She hated my dad speaking to us. She hated my dad speaking to my brother. If there was even a mention of my mum, she would storm out of the room. And then she would come back in and act like nothing happened and laugh and smile and try and play it off, because she was trying to act like the perfect girlfriend.
Did you feel it was sort of controlling behaviour, Bobby Lee?
Yeah, well, there was one time when I was doing a check on my dad, and when I drove past his house, his window was smashed, the window on his door. Which you can actually see in the news reports. And I texted him and was like, Daddy, I just drove past your house. What happened to your front window? And he phoned me and he was like, oh, I kicked the door. I accidentally kicked the door and the window smashed. And I was like, that happened because you kicked your front door. And he was like, yeah, love. And I could hear that I was on speakerphone. And I went, right, Daddy, I'm coming down. And Victoria took the phone off my dad and was like, no, you're not coming down. He has a chest infection. Don't come down. And I was like, it's my dad's house. If I want to come down, I'll come down. And my dad took the phone and was like, no, like, I do have a chest infection. Just if you leave it a couple of days and then come down, I'll be fine. And now I'm thinking, you know, I should have went down, because what would I have seen if I'd have went down?
So there was, you had a gut feeling from the very beginning when you first met Victoria. There were, a number of I suppose, different, not going to say small things, but different things that you've mentioned and all of this kind of built up. So you're now at this point worried about your dad, really, Shannon. Like, and did you tell him you were worried about him?
Yeah, my dad knew how we felt about Victoria. But it was the control she had over my dad. She had such a hold over him. Anytime I questioned it, like if I had seen scraps on my dad and I questioned them, like I would have questioned Victoria on them, and my dad would have just jumped in with an excuse and been like, no, Shannon, like, no, it's okay, it was the dog. And it was just really sad to see that the hold she had over my dad, because it wasn't even just me and Bobby Lee and my brother who had said to my dad, it was other family members had expressed concern to him. He had actually opened up to a neighbour and a friend, but he made them promise not to tell me and Bobby Lee. He said that he was going to sort it out himself. He said, just don't tell my girls.
So there had been emotional and physical abuse.
Yeah, a lot of control going on.
Bring us to the day when you found out that your dad had been killed, Bobby Lee. Can you tell us, what do you recall from that morning?
I remember everything about that day. We had went to the cinema and watched a film. I can't go to that cinema anymore, and I can't watch or talk about that film because I just connect them to that day. We had came home because we had work in the morning, and my mum was on the phone, and she'd walked into the kitchen and she was saying, okay, I'm on my way right now. And me and Shannon were like, what's wrong? What's going on? And she was very hesitant to tell us. And then she was like, there's police and ambulance outside your daddy's house, and Victoria's being taken out in handcuffs. So obviously we started freaking out, and we got into my mum's car. My dad lives like a minute drive round the street from us. So we got into the car and we went round to my dad's house. And when we pulled into his street, his whole street was just lit up with blue light. And I can remember the ambulance that my dad was in. I can remember I chased that up the street.
Because you hadn't actually seen your
No, we, your we, had, dad at we that hadn't stage. Seen him. No, he, no. Was, he was in the ambulance at this point. And then when we were outside his house, and one of my dad's neighbours had took me and Shannon into the house. And when Shannon turned back, she'd seen that they were putting, you know, the tape around my dad's house. And that's when Shannon started freaking out. She was like, at this point, we thought that he just could have been, you know, maybe hurt. Maybe they'd got into a fight, or maybe, you know, maybe she just stabbed him somewhere that wasn't going to end his life. But then by the time we got down to the hospital, they told us that he was stabbed in the neck and that there was nothing else that they could do. And he was already dead at that point.
And I'm sure, Shannon, for you and Bobby Lee, it was absolutely heartbreaking hearing that news on the 14th of October, 2022.
Yeah, it's just the type of news that I couldn't even take it in. Like, I felt, even still now, like I'm in a blur. I still don't believe it. It's just something that I don't think will ever be real. Like, there's times where I'll, like multiple times a week, we will still go around to my dad's house. Even though he doesn't live there, someone else lives there. But we just drive past it just because it doesn't feel real. I feel like my dad's still in there watching TV.
Is your dad's a young man? He was only 54. This only happened a year and a half ago.
Yeah.
She was arrested, and Victoria was arrested and has gone through the court system. She was sentenced last week, Bobby Lee, to 14 years in prison. Is that right? On three different charges.
Yeah.
On charges of murder, aggravated by her domestic abuse of Tony. I know one of the main reasons that you were talking about this and publicly talking about this, Shannon, is that you want to raise, I suppose you want to really highlight the impact of domestic abuse on men.
Yeah.
And what would you say to people, you know, maybe listening to this today, who maybe recognise some of the signs that you and Bobby Lee have mentioned?
If they themselves are experienced domestic abuse, or think that there's someone else who they love or experienced domestic abuse, try and speak to them. If it's a friend or a family member, try and speak to them. There's also a support group that I'm a part of called Men's Alliance, and they're not just for men, they're for everyone. They're for families of victims of domestic abuse, they're for women, they're for men, and they can help. There's also Clare's Law, which I didn't know about until after my dad passed, where if you have a bad feeling about someone, you can go to the police and ask the police, and the police can then go to their partner with that information if they've ever been arrested for any violent crimes or anything like that. If you're a man who's afraid to come forward, don't be embarrassed. Don't be afraid, because if you speak up, it could save your life.
That's the hardest part, Bobby Lee, for you and Shannon. And, you know, as you mentioned at the very beginning of all of this today, was that you just had a gut feeling all along that something just wasn't right.
Yeah, I wish that although there's nothing that we can do now. And my dad was a very hardened person, you know. He kicked her out loads of times, but she'd always came back. No matter what you said, she always came back. But if I had to give one piece of advice to someone who is suffering with domestic abuse or they're being abused by a partner, is get out. It's not worth it. Because what you leave behind is, you know, it's soul-destroying for your family. It's not worth it. They'll not change and you can't change them.
Do you think we talk about domestic abuse, like male domestic abuse or domestic abuse, you know, on men? Do we talk about it enough, Shannon?
No, it's definitely not spoken about enough. When my dad first died, I tried to find a charity to donate money to, and trying to find a men domestic abuse charity was extremely difficult. And there's not enough support out there for men, which is why Men's Alliance was created, by a man who had gotten out of a domestic relationship and there was no support for him. So he created his own. And there needs to be more awareness put out there for men. There needs to be people out there to this day still think that men are the abusers and that men can't be abused. And I'm just trying to change that narrative. I want people to realise that men are victims too.
It can work both ways. I know, yeah. Bobby Lee, that you and Shannon, in terms of highlighting part of your campaign, you're going to run the half marathon in September to raise money for the Men's Alliance in Northern Ireland and in memory of your dad. And I'm sure that'll be a very difficult day for you both.
Yeah.
And if people
definitely will.
Yeah. And if people want to take part or to support your campaign or to support your run, where can they do that?
So Shannon has put up a link to the GoFundMe, because unfortunately you can't just donate directly through the Men's Alliance. You need to raise the money first and then send it over. But Shannon has put up a link on her social media, and it is a GoFundMe for Men's Alliance to raise money.
Yeah. Well, it'll be a lovely way, I suppose, to remember your dad and keep his memory alive.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Look after yourselves, and thank you both for joining us today, because I know it's very, very recent for you both, and I know this is extremely difficult for you to talk about, so I do really appreciate your time on the programme.
Thank you so much for having us.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.